Good morning to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Obama administration has released details of its $75 billion homeowner bailout plan this morning. And now, homeowners can start contacting their lenders to see if they qualify. That plan is expected to help up to 9 million families rework mortgages to avoid foreclosures and even lower monthly mortgage payments. Job cuts were actually down 23% in February from January's numbers. That's according to a key employment report released earlier today. The report says the number of planned job cuts announced in February totaled just over 186,000, which is again down 23% from the previous month. That could raise hopes that job cuts may have peaked. An arrest warrant has been issued for the president of Sudan. The International Criminal Court is charging Omar al-Bashir with crimes against humanity for the genocide in Darfur. The UN says 300,000 people have died in Darfur and nearly 3 million more have been forced from their homes. Back here in the U.S., a jailed laborer from El Salvador faces charges of the murder of Chandra Levy. A judge has signed an arrest warrant for Igmar Guandique. He's already in prison for attacking two other women in the same Washington, D.C. park where Levy's body was found. The Washington intern was attacked and killed nearly 8 years ago. The Coast Guard has called off its search for two NFL players and their friend missing off the Gulf Coast of Florida. But friends and family of Marquise Cooper and Corey Smith and William Bleakley are not ready to give up, and they're organizing their own search. A fourth man, Nick Schuyler, was found alive on Monday. It is a second term for L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Villaraigosa won yesterday's election with 56% of the vote, more than enough to avoid a runoff. There's been speculation that the mayor, a Democrat, may seek the California governor's office in 2010. He says he hasn't made a decision. Someone is about $212 million richer this morning. The winning ticket for Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot was sold in Ocean County, New Jersey. No word yet on who is holding that ticket. The winning numbers are 26, 32, 35, 43, and 52, with the mega number of 10. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. We're going to have your updates right here throughout the day.